as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Thank you so much for this joy we're about to create today. Folks, we want to welcome you in to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals, and you know my word, I don't even know how that even came out my mouth. Pharmaceuticals are never medicine, but everything that grows under God's sunlight does. And that's where we're really looking for here. We want to make sure, get to some of your questions today, hopefully a lot of your questions today, as we get into, greater understanding of what we already have, you know, at our disposal, because that's what it's coming down to, right? So interesting. There's always a solution in nature. It's something Dr. Jana Schmidt says all the time, and I think she's so right about it. She's not going to be here with us today, but being here with us, we do have Nicola Burnett. How you doing, Nicola?
Hey, I am good. I'm feeling very lucky because I get to be on with just me with the two handsome men.
Yeah, baby.
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say that same thing, and then I realized you were a girl. I was like, okay, can't say it.
And then we got the quarterback, Dr. Brian Artis here. How's it going, brother man? We haven't seen each other, at least on the radio, in weeks here. This is crazy.
Yeah, people keep texting me. Did we break up? Like, are we not hanging out anymore? I mean, so what happened to you and Ely? Where are you?
Get the band back together, man.
We're getting the band back. Well, we got parts of the band back tonight, but definitely missing Mother Nature tonight, but she's off doing something, traveling. I'm sure she's saving the planet somehow.
Amen.
They're bees, right? Or saving bees, something. Anyway, I love you guys. It's great to be back with you, and I'm grateful for each one of you.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yep.
And of course, you all know me by now, Dr. H. And folks, we just are so grateful for you. Make sure you go and check out our show page, Looking for Healing Radio. Huge catalog of free material that will help you save your life and save the life of your loved ones. Already there. It's a huge library that's been created. And you go to the show page, you can fill out a question for us that we get, and we'll read your question on air, do our best to get to your question, of course. Now, other things that we want you to be aware of, number one, first and foremost, big shout out to Malcolm and everybody on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Make sure you check out all these great shows, all these wonderful authors that we have out there. Real big shout out to Dr. Peter Bregan and his lovely wife, Ginger Bregan, who, you know, really, I'm embarrassed, and they've been so effusive in their praise from some work that we did on Dr. Peter's behalf last year. But we're just really excited that Dr. Peter's feeling so much better and is still cranking. I hope to make it to that age, number one, and that I'm sentient and able to do all the great things he and his lovely wife Ginger are able to do. So make sure you check out their show. Make sure you check out all the incredible shows, all the incredible articles on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Also want to give a big shout out to Dr. Ed Group and everybody at globalhealing.com. You know, by now, folks, the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. We believe in what they're doing so much that we are moving the vast majority, everywhere we can, of our recommendations in our detox program and our artist-aided healing over to Global Healing. And of course, Artist Labs and Dr. Janus, wonderful companies too, because I know these folks, I know their integrity, I know their products, and I know they work. And that's really all that matters when you get down to it. So make sure you go and give Global Healing a big old visit. Go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD. That's promo code OUTLOUD. Check out their catalog. Check out Dr. Brian Artis's Foreign Protein Cleanse. Check out my Ultimate Cellular Health Formula. Check out, especially if you're dealing with cancer or dealing with the shedding, those are the two that you got to get in you. Check out one of the things we're really excited about right now. And Dr. Artis, I saw that you had put it on your website, is the Bioactive Copper. Fantastic formula, absolutely wonderful, everybody. But there's so much good there. The vitamin C that Dr. Group puts out is, I think, the best in the country, best in the world, really. So make sure you check it out, globalhealing.com. Also, make sure you check out energetichealthinstitute.org and all the great things we're doing over there. We have a great class starting actually today. You can still sign up for it if you're interested in wanting to learn how to do a deep detox that'll help you not only clean out your cellular environment, but clean out your emotional environment as well. Come and join us. We'll teach you how to deep cleanse your body. We'll teach you also how to fast and how to sequence them so that you maximize them and you add that skill set in your life. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. Stop being a patient. Start being a student right there today. We would love to have you join our family. All right. Well, we have a few minutes in this first segment, folks. And of course, thank you so much for hanging out with us today on this fine Friday. Hope you're having a beautiful Friday wherever you may be, or a beautiful day wherever you might be if you're listening to this on a recording. Let's go through and hear what all the healing homies talked about this week. Dr. Artis, how about you first? What did you talk about this week on Looking for Healing Radio?
I was excited to talk about this. My daughter, Sierra, who both of y'all have met, she actually joined me on the radio show. She was my co-host. I had her read a book. I had her read a book, and then we talked about it on a whole radio show. It's called The Truth and the Deception Behind Gender Reaffirming Care by Ann Gillis, PhD. So I had her read that, make all the notes, and then we talked about all of the problems that she learned about and the disgustingness behind the deceptive ways in which they encourage very young children that their bodies aren't designed correctly by God. You can be whatever you want. You can change it and be whatever you want. My daughter was super upset about this discussion. And while we did it, I actually pulled up on the screen that just last week in Brooklyn, New York, an elementary school was let out for snow and weather. The kids had to go home for a few days and had to pull out their books. And the parents were up in arms by these books. These books were all workbooks about how it is you should talk to people and how you should be okay with gender reassignment, gender reaffirming care. And they were quizzing elementary school kids about if somebody told you that they were going to change their sex or their gender, what would be your response? A, B, C, D. These are the workbooks. And then they're really grooming these children to accept it all. So if you would like to learn more about the truth behind why it is there's such a heavy social media push, mainstream media push in gender reaffirming care and procedures and hormone replacements, as my 18-year-old daughter sees all over social media 24/7, I decided to bring her on and talk about it. And you know what my daughter said? I'm not even going to joke. In the middle of the interview, she said something super profound. She goes, "Dad, I'd like to ask you a question. Why does every state in the United States have a restriction that you have to be 18 years old to get a tattoo? But children in elementary school are old enough, supposedly, to decide they want to cut off body parts and change their sex? I don't understand. How come?" My daughter was upset because when she was 16, she wanted a small tattoo and she couldn't get one. So she's like, how is it possible that kids can do this? And it just had this incredible epiphany moment for my daughter went off. And I said, did you even think about that when you read the book? And she goes, it just hit me just now while I was talking. And I said, I think God gave that to you because this is brilliant. It actually is so common sense. People are not going to be able to refute this. Why do we say you can't get ink in your skin till after 18, but you can cut off body parts, graft skin off your forearms and your thighs and change the way you look forever? The rest of your life as a child, you have the right to do that. And so anyway, it was a great discussion. If you want to learn more about that and their why, we talked about it and explored it all with my daughter, Sierra, on Monday.
And I think it's really awesome, one, coming from your daughter, teenager, but also from a woman's perspective. Because just last, I don't know, yeah, it was last week, there was a number of women in collegiate sports that band together and filed a lawsuit against the NCAA for violation of Title IX because of the whole... Thomas, I don't want to say Leah, because I don't want to give that dude any credit, right? But they were, and what they detailed in the court documents was the horror of having to dress and undress in front of a man in their locker room because he was identifying himself as a woman, right? Which is just preposterous. And they showed like the incredible advantages he had in time and how certain girls lost All-American awards and things like that in recognition after all this hard work they put in because they finished one slot lower because this guy stole their space, right? I mean, if there's ever such thing as toxic masculinity, that's an example of toxic Amen. Masculinity, right? So I was just really proud of those young girls doing that and banding together and saying, we've had enough. And it's so nice to see young women speaking up on behalf of what's right, you know, in the world. It's just a really beautiful thing. Now we need to get the guys engaged too.
Do you know my 18-year-old daughter said? She goes, I don't understand this, Dad. How don't most Christians in this country who are Christians, don't they believe that we were created in the image of God and that he's perfect and all knowing and he made us the way he made us? And why are we encouraging children? And she said, why do any Christian parents support their children's decision? If these people are, all he talked about, it's like, yeah, look at all these people in church being hypocrites. Yeah, we believe God is great, all knowing, all powerful. And he got it right the first time, but not when he designed my child. It's okay. You screwed up there. We could change your sex. Any parent that's supporting that stuff, you should listen to my 18-year-old's discussion about that, who is very much on the side of reading the Bible every single day, attends church every Wednesday and Sunday, and is awfully ashamed that this is allowed to be so pervasive in a otherwise considered Protestant country.
It's literally a damn shame. You know, when you get
it is literally a shame. That was my show. What was y'all's show?
Nicola, how about you? What did you talk about this week?
Well, before I get into that, I just want to say that this whole thing of the whole topic of gender and changing gender, it's just, you know, it's kind of the most grand, obscene expression of Satan wanting to step in and become God and undo and flip everything upside down on top of its, you know, on top of itself. And it's so obvious. I can't believe people are falling for this. But then when I say people, the targeted audience is children, and children don't have the life experience and the brain development and whatnot to be able to really understand what's going on and that they're being duped. But That's one thing I was thinking. The other thing is, Brian, you are just so brilliant. How brilliant is that to go on a show and bring your daughter and interview her on this topic? Because she's in that group. She's hanging out with those people. She's seeing that amongst her peers day to day. That's just
awesome. I would have never gotten this perspective out of an adult. And I'm not
kidding. Exactly.
You know what Sierra said? Sierra goes, I just want to share something with the audience. She goes, how can you possibly promote this kind of material to children in elementary schools? Like children, because this is what she said. She goes, do you know how messed up my mind was when I was a teenager, like 12 to 18 years old? She goes, Dad, there was 2 years from my sophomore to junior year where I was dressing more like a tomboy. Every guy and every girl in high school thought I was gay. And then my daughter goes, I even told my sister that I thought I was gay because people kept telling me I'd look gay, dress gay. Are you gay? Are you a lesbian? Blah, blah. She's like, and then this is not a joke. She goes, I actually thought I might be gay. So I used to say to my friends at school, not so much my family. I don't want to be judged by her family. She's like, but I used to tell them all, yeah, I'm gay for 2 years. Yeah, I think I am gay. Yeah, I think I am gay. She goes, and then, oh my God, this is exactly what she said. She goes, then, oh my God, my last year of high school, I started attending church, and when I started attending this church and reading the Bible, all of that weird confusion disappeared, and I realized I was created by God perfectly. And she said, I believe this is allowing to become so big in the mainstream media because we're getting farther away from God. But she's openly talking about her confusion as a teenager, not being able to identify who you are. She goes, how can you possibly do this to children? And encourage this in children. This is really awful. And she talked about how demonic it is and satanic it is and against everything God. And it was really cool to hear my daughter talk like that. It was, for me, it was just an incredible, incredible opportunity. Actually,
well, I mean, we got to think about this from a little kid's perspective, right? You have an implicit trust. This is what we love about children. Children are born as enlightened beings. So there's a trust with mom and dad always, you know? Mom and dad wouldn't let me read this book at this school if it wasn't okay, if it wasn't what they also believed in. You know, there's this implicit, you know, contract that goes on between parent and children. So when these moms and dads are actually seeing for the first time what's going on in the school because the kids had to stay home for a few days, right? Then it's like the kid's like, oh, wait, this isn't good. Okay, good, because it didn't feel good. But now, mom, dad, it's your job to go and address the school district, you know, on this and say, look, I send my kids to learn how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, and maybe critically think if I'm really lucky and they get a good teacher, but at least be able to put together a recognizable sentence, you know, like that's the extent of what the school is supposed to do. You're not teaching trades anymore. You're not teaching lifelong skills, home economics, anything like that, you know, auto shop. You're not giving kids anything of substance. So what you have to do is start drawing these lines. So this is where we see it's incumbent upon all the parents to step in and go, hey, this isn't what's going down here. I didn't pay all of my hard-earned tax dollars so you guys could start grooming my child to into a world of confusion, chaos that can potentially wind up in them believing there's something wrong with me and they should have a right at the age 12. Hello, Washington State. To go and cut their own body parts off, and that if I object to that, that I am endangering my child in some way, and the child can now be forcibly removed from me. This is how out of whack we are with everything. So just like you said, Nico, I mean, this is demonic. It's the expression of Baphomet incarnate right now. What's going on? And if we can't have these adult conversations, then it's only going to get worse. These things that are going on get better the more we talk about them, because the more we talk about them, the obviousness of the absurdity is on full display for everyone.
You know, I mean, can you honestly think of anything cooler that my daughter said than saying, how come every state makes it illegal to get a tattoo until you're at least 18?
You mean your daughter can think?
Yeah. How come these states are allowing children younger than 18 to make these kinds of decisions that alter their body forever? So it just blew. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, Sierra, I'm so glad I did the show with you.
Don't you feel like a proud dad right there?
Incredible perspective.
Oh,
yes.
I can relax. You got it.
It was incredible, actually. I loved it. Yep.
That's my girl.
You know what her next comment was? Right. Hey, what other books can I read and do radio shows?
There we go. Learning. Now we're talking, right? Yep. You get that bug, wants. Right? Hey, yep. Let's take a quick break and come back with more Looking for Healing Radio and Nicola Burnett. And I'll tell you a little bit about what I talked about this week as well. And then we'll get in and start getting these questions answered, because I want to make sure I know there's some great ones in there. Let's get to them and make sure that you listening get a chance to maybe hear your question answered by the quarterback, Nicola, or even this crazy big four-headed dude that talks a lot. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned.
We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
All right, healers, welcome back. Let's jump in with Nicola Burnett. Nicola, what did you talk about this fine week on Looking for Healing Radio?
Well, I did the show I tried to do last week, which was the, I told you I'm starting this Vegas Baby series, and it's kind of fun. It's, you know, Vegas, it's really hard to explain this, but Vegas is really like its own planet. It's just, it's got a vibe and an energy that is like nothing else. And when people move here and they live here for a while, they understand what you're talking about. When they hear a local say that, they don't get it. They come and visit, they leave, and they're like, well, I don't know. It doesn't seem anything strange to me. But it is really different, and it's ever evolving. And so I am doing a series where, when I can, I'm grabbing people that are entertainers or musicians or just people of interest, if you will, and doing interviews with them and finding out about their beliefs about health, their practices about health. So I got to interview this week a drummer, a musician from Blue Man Group, which is a show that's been running for 24 years. So I got to chat with him and find out about, he actually is a client, so that's how I know him. But anyways, it was pretty interesting when you ask these folks about their health practices and their beliefs, because, you know, a lot of the like circ performers and the aerialists and this particular musician is a drummer, it's extremely physical. So I'm always just kind of fascinated by that. So that's what I did this week. I completed that interview with him.
What'd you learn?
What did I learn?
One takeaway.
What was my takeaway? You know, just a reminder not to judge people, because he is so like the rocker guy, right? He's got the long hair. I mean, just the jewelry, the makeup, the painted nails, like, you know, he knows everybody and he's in high demand. He's like one of the most in-demand musicians in Las Vegas. And I would have never pegged him to be how he is, to be honest. So it just was a reminder not to judge. You really never know what's in that awesome book till you open it up and read it cover to cover. So yeah.
So that's a wonderful lesson.
How does he do Blue Man Group? Aren't they all bald?
No. Well, so have you ever seen the show?
No, I've just seen the ads when I used to drive through, you know.
Okay, so when you guys come to Vegas, please let me give you a Vegas experience. I know so many people and so many little really cool shows that most people don't know about, and all the, you know, kind of the local stuff. And so let me know when you're making it out here and we can go. However, there's the three main characters who are bald and blue, and mm-hmm. they actually put a hat on. So okay. They're not actually bald.
Okay. That makes sense.
And he's in the back. There's all the musicians are live, playing live percussion and live music in the back, which is one of the reasons why the show is so well known. Wow. And so he's one of the musicians on stage, but it's almost like a rig or a cage that they're up on the back, kind of framing the stage around the Blue Men. So
okay. Just that's how that works. Promise me one thing about this Vegas experience.
Yeah.
It does not include STDs.
Okay. It might include sex poop.
Yeah. Well, whoa. That's a whole nother thing too. I might have to decline that part of the experience.
Okay. That's fine.
Well, just politely.
It's not a part of the authenticity, is it? No.
Like I can subject that to my imagination and just add it in to the rest of the actual experiences, and it can file away in there and be like, yes, that did happen. You know, well, something so like that.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Well, I think you should give the audiences your cell phone number, Nicola, right now.
No.
For a private tour. How much you charge for these tours?
I am planning, actually. So I don't read anything into this. I just happen to know, being here for almost 30 years, through connections and whatnot, I happen to know a lot of people in the sex industry, in the porn world, not because I have anything to do with it, but just because I've had a couple people I've had that are clients that are in the industry.
Where is this going? I don't know where this is going.
Whatever. And I find this stuff super interesting. So I might be doing some interviews with them. You know, don't you ever like wonder? I've always wondered about the porn industry. Like, how do they protect their health?
Yeah, I always get the sense that they're all running low-grade fevers at all times.
Probably.
Pretty much. And a lot of penicillin happens.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
I picture a lot of physical and emotional abuse as children. That's all I picture.
Right. Yeah. I'm kind of like.
Well, I don't know. I think it's I think it could be a pretty interesting interview. So again,
we should love those people too.
I'm going to love them.
Okay,
I'm going to love them. I'm just going to make sure I have a thermometer.
You're just not going to sleep with them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah,
definitely a Zoom interview. It's definitely a Zoom interview.
Yeah, that's where Zoom is great. And if you're listening to us and you're like, well, I'm one of those people, we're just having fun, folks. Just relax. My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love all people. I find all people fascinating.
I do too.
We have such a unique collection of people here in Vegas. And even though I have nothing to do with that scene or that industry, I do find it, having a couple clients in it, I find it very interesting and fascinating. And I've even worked with an organization that helps people get out of that industry. So
that's cool.
Yeah, like I've taught yoga classes and
successful.
Yeah, there are some success stories. And we have a home here. We have a famous, I can't remember his name, rocker guy who has a wife, and the wife actually was gifted a home. Mm-hmm. It's something like, oh, it's Hookers for Jesus. I got an interview with him. Hookers for Jesus. Yeah. Okay. And she started a home that helps these sex trafficked or people in the industry get out. It's a really fascinating thing.
I love that. That's really wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid my show was a little more benign. And, my show this week was on sleep system. So I guess there's a correlation.
Actually,
there,
you know, they're identical.
Really ain't sleep, but. You know, but
that's basically the same topic for a lot of people. That's a really good show.
Yeah, we actually went in. We wanted to do a pre-release because we're doing a big thing. So everybody, mark your calendars. March 27th. That's this coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're doing Healing for the Ages, another free masterclass. Class is back in session with the Big Four. So folks, you know, I wanted to do a little pre-release because this is something just like we found with all the topics that we discuss. One time isn't going to get it done. You know, I mean, this is just something where it has to become a regular part of our conversation, you know. So we're going to be introducing the grounding sleep system, totally tested. I'm doing shooting all these videos actually tomorrow on it. I'm super excited, you know, because now we have a really good idea of what we're doing. Finally, it took us a long time to figure it out. Brian, when you hit me up, we were in January when you were out here in Phoenix. And you were like, well, I guess you're the one that gets that one, you know, on the whole, you know, the quantum dots and the charge and shit. And I was like, I'm the one that gets it. You know, but we figured it out. You know, we figured out a lot of stuff. And what we figured out is that earthing is awesome. Is we all know, taking our shoes off, walking on, you know, Mother Earth's surface, especially on grass, right? Grass, sand, you know, clean soil. You know, we love this stuff and it just feels great under our feet, right? Well, you can create that same feeling every night when you're sleeping. And some of the cool things that we've learned is that, you know, even with like Rife machines playing over your bed, there still is a EMF sync that's created because of the grounding sleep system. Like you cannot find EMFs around where you're sleeping. So it's as if you are teleporting yourself to 1834, the year before alternating current was invented. And you get to, for 8 hours every night, sleep as if there is no such thing as alternating current for your body. And what I've been finding, I am notorious for staying up real late and waking up not very well in the morning. Like that is my MO forever. Now, ever since I've been on this grounding sleep system, you know, which is super easy to put together and super affordable as well, which is another nice feature of the whole deal. Mm-hmm. I wake up before my alarm every single day now and ready to go, not just like up and like, you know, groggy, you know what I'm saying? But I wake up clear headed, ready to go. I can get on a bike and go ride 15 miles right now. No problems, no problems whatsoever. Nice. Because what we're doing is we're bringing and replenishing our reservoir of electrons every single time now. And it really creates the optimal environment, in my opinion, for people who are recovering from anything. So if you're it's definitely preventative, definitely for those of us that just like to feel good all the time. But if you are recovering from something, I can tell you right now, this is a game changer, because we have tested, and I've been saying this to people, we at Healing for the Ages have spent over $10,000, probably approaching closer to $20,000 when it comes to testing shielding equipment. Nothing has worked, people. And now I have three more things to test, and then I'm probably going to just tap out, because we haven't seen one thing shielding work. But in all this testing that we've done on grounding equipment, every single one has worked so far. And so to me, I'm going to go with what works. And the best shield is always going to be Mother Earth. So that's my opinion. That's what we're going to share with you on the 27th, but we're going to share with you some detail, and you're going to be able to get a guide. And we are going to be able, hopefully, to have some videos released too. I don't know if we're going to hit that timeline, but we will be able to get them shortly thereafter, a few videos to kind of explain what's going on and everything. And then, folks, I'm going to tell you, at some point, we're also going to be sharing with you just a very detailed breakdown of phones, because something blew me away, like how many antennas are in our phones. We actually found a secret antenna in our phones today.
Just that blew me away today.
Right?
I was like, wait, what?
There are actually two location antennas, two where are you in this world antennas on your phone for most people who have a phone, like iPhone 11 or higher, or the newer series Androids. And we're going to show you how to turn those damn things off, because I don't know about you, I don't like anybody peeking into where I'm at all times, you know? So anyway, there's a lot to talk about. And we're going to talk a little bit around the show, but make sure you join us March 27th, this coming Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on healingfortheages.com. We're going to hook it up for you guys. Okay. So that being said, great shows to go back and listen to this week if you haven't already. Let's kick it off with a couple questions right now, though, and see which one we want to start with.
I have one.
Oh, okay. Well, go for it. I was going to.
Yeah, this one's really interesting.
You pulled one up, because I thought you had a question. I thought you had written one. Oh, the show.
Yeah, it made it sound like I had the question, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, go for it.
Oh, wait. You did a shared screen and I lost it.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me stop sharing, because I'm messing production up right here. Folks, it is a straight joy messing with Nicola every single time we record. So go for it, Nicola.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Renee. She says, hello, healers. After hearing Dr. Artis describe the earlobe crease, which I now know as Frank's sign, and the connection to heart disease, I realized I have this crease on my right earlobe. Mm-hmm. Is this something that is reversible? How does someone reverse heart disease? And does the crease go away once the issue is resolved? Thank you, healers, for the great work you put out into the world. Thank you, Renee. So...
Sounds like a question quarterback.
For Dr. Brian Artis.
I guess I'll answer that one. Okay. So I have actually seen creases in the earlobes of people completely reverse in about a year of starting treatment. So basically all you gotta do is feed the heart what it needs. There's plenty of those things for you. You can get them all here at Looking for Healing Radio. Don't worry. But yes, it absolutely can be reversed. It's pretty phenomenal. I would assume also that some people may maintain the crease, but the crease itself is indicative, per the Mayo Clinic, as the number one tall tale sign, first indicator that someone has heart disease. So if you have the crease, I wouldn't be so worried about trying to make the crease go away as much as I would be addressing and taking care of my heart. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you're moving your booty, like Ely says. Make sure you're drinking distilled water, and make sure you're eating healthy foods and supplementing with healthy supplements. You can do it.
And I'm going to tell you, the grounding and earthing is going to do nothing but help your heart too.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next one, Nicola, comes from Emma. If we have plenty of plants in our bedroom, will the polluted bioweapon filled air be neutralized? What do you think, Nicola?
My guess is going to be no. I think we need more than that. I mean, I guess it depends on the type of plants we have in the bedroom. What is it? Is it the spider plant?
And the pothos are the two that NASA has tested to show that they, and cacti, are the three top air purifiers that you can. You can get. We're researching, this is where our research is going next, is into air filtration, something that's going to ionize the air and make any molecules that aren't supposed to be in the air heavy so that they actually hit the ground instead of able to be inhaled.
Yeah, ooh, I love that.
Sure you put the air dog on your list to
air dog. Okay.
Air dog.
I'm writing it down right now. Air dog.
Well, I look forward to that because I have a molecule air purifier in my home and I use it every day. And I have all my air units, ultraviolet light, hydrogen peroxide in the ceilings. I mean, nice. I did that years ago when I found mold in this house 6 or 7 years ago.
Like, that mold is going to die. Man,
I'm feeling that joke.
Also, ozone is great for purifying the air. So I just don't think plants, with what we're getting hit with, and I mean, just on a nice day when you open the windows, I use the air dog, and I have to clean those often the more my windows are open, because just all the crap from the chemtrails that they're dumping. I don't think plants are powerful enough to neutralize those. So I think I use ozone and I use air filtration. And I do grounding at night. I do a lot of the same things you guys do. So that would be my guess. That would be my answer. What else you guys got?
Well, let me sneak one more quick one in here. Lisa is asking, and we'll take a quick break. Lisa's asking, does a smart TV have a lot of EMF? Can I safely watch TV while standing on a grounding mat? Yes, Lisa, these are great questions. Number one, does a smart TV have a lot of EMFs? Absolutely does, but not nearly as much as your phone. Phone is definitely the number one emitter of EMFs. Second would be the microwave. Third is going to be router. Fourth, computer. Fifth would be TV, but they all are going to have unhealthy levels of EMF emission. But this is what you want to keep in mind. This is why we aren't so worried about TVs. Distance matters. With each inch you get away from the emission device, there is an exponential drop off in EMF emission. So by the time, for most people aren't standing smack dab in front of their TVs. They're sitting, 10 feet away or more from their TVs. So you really don't have to worry about your TV. The TV is probably the least of your worries. The biggest worry about a TV is the stupid things that are on it and the stupidity that they're trying to program you with. Okay. Can I safely watch TV while standing on a grounding mat? Yes. The key thing that you want to make sure you're doing whenever you are grounding yourself is that you are not in touch with technology, your computer, your phone, anything. All right. When you're grounding, leave the technology off your body. Instead, ground your technology when you're touching it. So one of the things we've started doing is we started placing grounding mats around the house for people to put their phones on when they want to go and do some phone time or move a computer around or something like that from one location to another, because never should your computer be on your lap. And we're going to prove that to you on Wednesday, March 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific. That is the most dangerous thing you can do for your NADs. So don't do it. All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the CofixRx banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use CofixRx because it works.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. We got Ashley asking a great question here. She says, hi, I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on the popular Life Wave patches? They make some pretty radical claims, from being anti-aging to helping with aches and pains, almost like the talk of med beds, but in patch form. I enjoy your podcast and trust your opinions. Do you think they work or just are hype? Nicola, do you have any experience with the wave patches, the Life Wave patches?
Oh, I do. I do. Gosh, I mean, if I had a dime for every time people came up to me and wanted me to carry these in the building and at the center and sell them and get in the multi-marketing program. I tried a couple out on myself, and I'm a real sensitive individual. So there's no question in my mind there's something to these patches, because the first one I put on, it took not even half a second, and I could feel some kind of a frequency just running faster than the speed of sound through my body. So I know there's something to them, and I actually know a lot of people who have been helped by them. But here's what I'm going to say, and this has always kind of been my beef in this industry, and you guys are probably going to agree with me. Let's say you're working with somebody and this person has impairments because of a lot of deficiency and a high toxic load, right? Welcome to the United States. If that person is really deficient in a certain thing, certain vitamins, and then you come along with the next whatever, the next patch, the next drink, the next bracelet, the next whatever, and it happens to provide those things that that body is very deficient in, it appears as if there's a miracle. Right? Grandma gets out of the wheelchair and can walk again, you know, type experience. So you got to be, on the one hand, I definitely know that there is something to those patches. I do a lot of cleansing. This is my lifestyle. People bring me stuff all the time and I try it, and I never really feel much of anything, because I don't really have anything going wrong in my body.
Right.
But for most people that do, most people who don't cleanse and their nutrition is a disaster, yeah, they're going to think it's, you know, it's the coming of Jesus in a way. So I haven't done any formal testing with it, but that's what I can offer. So I guess what I would say is, for the person that she's talking to, you could always ask for them to gift you or donate some of these patches and see what they do. I mean, really, the proof is in the pudding, and it's really the device meets that chemistry as to whether there's a synchronicity and a benefit there. So that's what I would contribute for my two cents.
Amen. Let's go to the next question here. Millie says, is it true that eating ice cream is recommended if someone has a sore throat? Many doctors have said this to me. Dr. Artis.
I don't see the question, but repeat it back.
Is it true that eating ice cream is recommended if someone has a sore throat?
What? That'd be the last thing on the planet I'd recommend.
That's me what I thought. Too. Yeah. I'm like, bring me a break. Suck on an ice cube if that's what you're going for.
Oh, I mean, that's awful. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, if anything, you should be gargling salt water.
Exactly. Yes.
Hydrogen peroxide and iodine.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. If you have a sore throat, you have an infection, and you need to be intelligent and use things like what Dr. Artis just said to kick out the infection.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to throw one in for Dr. J on here, infection. A little bit of propolis.
Yeah.
Go a long way, a little bit of honey, manuka, honey and propolis, maybe a little bit of eucalyptus.
I actually carry my own propolis throat spray for sore throats for children and adults, made from organic propolis.
There you go.
Oh, and just, you know, dairy is an ice cream, isn't it? Dairy is called an inflammatory food. Why would you add fire to the fire? I don't get it.
Exactly.
Right. Sugar suppresses your immune system. Are you wanting to feed the bugs?
Definitely has sugar, right? So it doesn't matter whether you're using a nut-based milk or whether you're using dairy milk. Definitely got sugar in there if you're having ice cream. And if a doctor is telling you to have ice cream when you have an infection, they're telling you that they do not know a damn thing about nutrition.
So yep.
Do what Dr. Artis said and fire them.
Fire
yep, them. Yep, I agree. I want to back
fire them. Bye. Okay, Jane Hahn says, hi, doctors. Love your show. Thank you so much for doing it. You're welcome, Jane. I'd like to know your opinion on using provodone iodine as a nose and throat wash to clear viruses. Does it kill beneficial bacteria as well as the viruses? If so, can you suggest a safe alternative? Dr. Artis, what do you think?
For iodine, I actually love iodine, and I'm not worried about it killing bad bacteria or good bacteria. Iodine is an immune supportive element that helps us produce white blood cells that kill bacteria that's bad for you. So I absolutely love iodine.
Yeah, me too. And if it does injure or kill off a little bit of your beneficial bacteria, so what? They'll grow back. All right. You're not going to kill them off. They'll grow right back. You made hours. Watch what they can do. Lily says, are there any health risks if someone gets their tongue pierced? I heard that in Chinese medicine, the exact place where people get tongue piercing is the heart chakra. Dr. Artis, any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yes. The heart chakra is not in the tongue. Okay. Sorry. Maybe it is in the tongue. I was thinking heart meridian in acupuncture. Heart meridian is on your arms. Sorry. The chakra is the tongue for the heart. I messed up.
They're thinking conception vessel. I think the conception vessel will run through the tongue.
Conception vessels runs through the tongue. And I absolutely will tell you anything that's a belly button piercing that's on the midline, the tongue, the privates. I have seen more hormone imbalance problems, infertility issues with piercings along the midline of the body than anything else. And you already answered it, Dr. Ely. The conception vessel is the one you were impacting by blocking energy flow from your privates that run up your body all the way up to your head, then turns into the governing vessel, goes down the skull, down the back of your body, and it circles that way 24/7. So I would not encourage anybody to do piercings along the midline, personally.
And as someone that enjoys fellatio, I can tell you it feels a lot better without metal.
That's awesome. For all of you that need a medical dictionary for that one, enjoy.
Rita says...
Felicia.
Rita says, I notice I'm taking supplements that contain magnesium stearate, aka vegetable stearate. I found out about this and how bad it really is from Dr. Group this week, looking into what supplements I need to take and comparing prices. And I've stopped taking those supplements that contained it. How do you cleanse the body of this toxin? Dr. Artis, what do you think?
Yeah, these are all great questions. So there's a lot of things that are handled by very well-published and clinically used detoxing agents. So activated charcoal will do it. Chlorella will do it. I actually love bentonite clay. I'd use that too. Mm-hmm. But those are all apple pectin powder will also bind to metals and help detox that out. So I love apple pectin powder is one of my favorite, I think only because it comes from apples. And maybe since I was a kid, I loved the old phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So just eat your apples and let the pectin bind to poisons, radiations, and detox it from your body. There you go. There's your apple.
And if you get a chance, get an organic cosmic crisp and you will never go back.
You ain't lying. They're amazing.
All right, let's see what else we got here.
Great question.
Yeah, these are some really awesome. You know what we're seeing here, audience, that we love? We're seeing that you all are educating yourselves. You're asking a lot of questions. You're really bringing the next level up to the show. And we were grateful for it. So keep being those wonderful students.
Oh, can I talk one more thing about that question? So
yeah, go for it.
I am fanatical about reading other ingredients on anything. So there, you have what's called the supplement facts panel. There's a box or nutrition facts panel. I'm always interested in what's under that. And it's always other ingredients. That's the first thing I look at, no matter what product is handed to me. I turn around, look at other ingredients. So this magnesium stearate conversation is beautiful. Just so y'all know, every single capsule you've ever purchased, every tablet you've ever had, there is more other ingredients by weight than there are active ingredients that's on the supplement panel. So this is why the other ingredients are so important. You need to know, what are they using? You guys may not know this, but in a capsule, you're shaking powder through a machine that is hot. So they have to add stuff to the powder to keep the stuff from sticking to the machine. And then they have these little bitty tubes that bring the powder into these little capsules, or they form a tablet in order to, form a tablet. You got to have something that sticks together. So you have all these other ingredients that help stick things together in a tablet and stop sticking in a machine for capsules. And they need a lot of that stuff to keep your little bit of iodine from sticking to the machine. So the other ingredients are by weight way more than your actual active ingredients in most supplements, period, which is why I always read the label.
You know what still blows my mind for people who get into like tablets and pills and stuff like that, and not capsules, is that some companies still use shellac. You know, some companies still use basically floor varnish, you know, to hold the appearance of the product together. You know, I mean, it's just, folks, just because you're buying a supplement doesn't mean that you're getting medicine, I guess is what we're saying. So
not all things are made equal.
Who do I trust? Trust Dr. Group, Global Healing. I trust Dr. Artist Labs. Trust Dr. Jana Schmidt. All right, with Jana's All Natural. After that, there's a couple companies out there that I really like. There's some companies out there doing some good work, but I start with people that I know. And the people I know are those three, and they know, not only know what they're doing, they have the right integrity for what they're doing.
And I test every single sourced ingredient before I ever let a manufacturer put in my products, ever. Okay. I mean, I physically have to go get my hands on it, look at it, feel it, test it, touch it. I need to see it. Yep. I'm very anal about that.
Yeah, right. This is where OCD works.
Right. Absolutely. You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
All right. Let's see here. We got Ray Lee coming in. She says, love y'all. Love you too, Ray Lee. Been listening to Dr. Artist from the beginning and am forever grateful. There you go. Shout out to the quarterback. Can you tell me the best supplements, vitamins, et cetera, for my 28-year-old son who's a professional football player? All right. We want to know the team. We want to know the name. We want to know, you know, am I supposed to be liking this dude? Is he a Oakland Raider? Oakland, I almost messed up. A Las Vegas Raider.
This is Patrick Mahomes' mama.
Right. If this is Pat, if this is a Chief, you might not be getting the best advice. So we got to know some things here. He did get the jab early on, but to play, but no boosters. He's healthy, in great shape. Thankfully, hopefully he got saline, which I think most of the professional athletes actually got. Eats no gluten, no dairy, no soy, and I suggest he take Janus bee pollen. I'm just wondering what the best things are for him to stay healthy and in great shape. He is a bit of ADHD too, so any suggestions there would help greatly. Okay, I'm going to throw a couple first, and then let's go to Dr. Artis. First things, I'm going to tell you ADHD. One of the things I'm really, really getting into is the grounding sleep systems, folks, for anything neurologic, because we know they're going to help immeasurably with that every single night. But when you start talking about ADHD, you start talking about neurotransmitters, so a lecithin powder. I love Premier Research Labs lecithin powder for something like this added to a smoothie. I love Global Healing's protein powder and getting in a green superfood, as well. And Global Healing has a wonderful, delicious green superfood mix. Just put it in a smoothie. Everything's good to go there. Also, you want to keep in mind that the brain is predominantly fat. So this is where good omega-3 fatty acids, good organic avocado oil, good organic olive oil, a nice little omega-369 comes very, very helpful for everybody in restoring the nervous system. And then you can look at the work of Dr. Dan Goodnow on plasmalogens to really build the structure of all of this fat that our brains are really built upon. And of course, at that point, you have to understand that you're going to need a little copper as well. So one of my big recommendations are the basics for everybody: a strong multivitamin, clean vitamin C, a green superfood, vitamin D in this day and age for sure, and making sure that in this athlete's performance package, he has something like Cardio Miracle from John Hewlett, which is going to help him produce a lot of nitric oxide, which is going to help his endurance, his recovery, and his performance right there. So Dr. Artis, what do you typically recommend for athletes?
I love all those recommendations, actually. I have no qualms with any of those. I actually enjoy Cardio Miracle. I also do a separate product called Hydro Shot. Mm. It's an actual drink that is nitric oxide and hydrogen infused. I do it every single day. I have for years, and I love it. And I am not the only person doing it on the planet. And there are Super Bowl champion quarterbacks that are actually drinking it right now too. Since not because of me, but since I've been using it, I know they're using it too, which is great. But anyway, the nitric oxide is a huge deal. And I actually 100% agree with everything that you said. I would throw in there too that there's an amino acid called taurine. And taurine improves endurance, improves strength, and it also is published to help reverse ADHD. Whoa. It's also proven to reverse, prevent, and protect against developing Parkinson's disease. So cognitive improvement and mental focus and endurance, muscular form and function. Taurine, I love it.
Amen. Well, folks, that's going to be close to all the time we have. We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm looking for a good question, but I think we'll just save them. Let's go into some final thoughts and everything. I don't know if Nicola's still around. She might have had to do a little bio break while we're recording right here. But Dr. Artis, we got 2 minutes max. You know, what are some final thoughts for everybody? Because we're getting some really good questions in here. It's really exciting.
All right. So some of my final thoughts during this interview, actually, I was getting a text during one of our commercial breaks about a company called Novo Nordisk, who's actually developed a drug called Ozempic and Wegovy. And Oprah Winfrey did a huge show on it yesterday, talking about all of her successes using this drug, why she's passed up on her stocks and board position at Weight Watchers, and the miraculousness of these GLP-1 drugs. I just need to say something here. This is the article that just came out today. I already read it. It just got sent to me again. I was like, oh, this is interesting that someone else saw it. All right. So on CNN News, the maker of Ozempic is funding a new NVIDIA-powered AI supercomputer. Now, I just filmed the documentary about an hour ago. This is not a joke. I filmed the documentary an hour ago, and someone asked, it was all about Ozempic and this drug. And in that documentary, somebody asked me about why it is that I believe that they are pushing this drug so heavily for people to inject weekly for weight loss and diabetes right now. Like, why are they doing it? Robert Young and I watched a video under his microscope last week inside of GLP-1 injections, specifically called Zepbound, which is just like Ozempic, is self-assembling nanotechnology that we saw. Now, I'd like to ask you, why do you think Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic, would be building an AI supercomputer? Why? You should know your enemy.
Mm-hmm. You don't. They ain't stopping, y'all.
And it ain't just nanotech. For those of you who don't know, it's Gila Monster Venom is what's in it. And so you guys are going to be real excited. Ely, Schmidt and group, and Nicola, I'm going to do a whole presentation with you guys about everything that Ozempic does that nature does exactly and proven to do it. You don't need Gila Monster Venom to do that. Avoid venom. You got enough venom.
Ask your doctor if Gila Monster Venom is right for you.
Yeah. Ask your doctor if your weight problems and your blood sugar problems is a Gila Monster lizard poisonous venom deficiency. Ask him that.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for Looking for Healing Radio today. On behalf of Nicola Burnett, Dr. Brian Artis, and of course, Dr. J, we can't wait to have you back next week. I'm Dr. Henry Ely, and we are wishing you a beautiful day wherever you may be. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warmth and healing embrace. And we have the courage to receive such a blessing should it find us. Until we meet again, we say to you, aloha and adios.